When Japanese lawmaker Kan Suzuki was elected to the upper house 8 years ago, he knew he wanted to take his political discussion to the web. The member of the Democratic Party of Japan started writing a personal blog and began broadcasting a weekly webcast called Suzukan TV. Suzuki says his goal was to connect politicians with average voters. This allowed for direct interaction. The webcast quickly became a forum where thousands tuned in to discuss policies and exchange ideas. But when Suzuki ran for re-election 2 years ago, he ran into a problem. A complicated election law that bans internet use during the campaign season. He was forced to halt his blog and webcasts at the most critical time. Suzuki says when voters are doing their own research, when the need for information is the greatest, the law asks politicians to take a break from this kind of communication. Political analyst Yasunori Sone says the Japanese election law is a complicated maze that was written more than 50 years ago. He says it was intended to promote fairness and curb political corruption, but it created a rigid system that controls the most minute details of a campaign. For example, it limits the number of flyers allowed and the number of cars that can be involved in the campaign effort. Posters can be no more than 85 centimeters long and 60 wide.
文書とかっていう
Sone says those rules are in place to limit the use of images and words, or 文書とが. The idea is to give every candidate an equal opportunity and prevent well-funded politicians from gaining an unfair advantage. The Election Commission puts the internet in that 文書とが category. And because the web gives candidates unlimited access, they are banned from using it during the campaign season. Politicians such as Suzuki, who maintain websites during the legislative session, must freeze content during the campaign period. So they pin up posters on Election Commission-sponsored bulletin boards and spread their message by megaphones. One of the most digitally connected countries in the world remains locked in the 20th century at a time when global leaders are using 21st century tools like Twitter and Facebook to win votes. This voter says Japan has all the technological tools in the world, but the laws have not kept up with the times. There is something wrong with that picture. At least one party agrees. Suzuki says his Democratic Party has proposed 4 different bills to change the law and allow internet campaigning. None of the bills have come up for discussion in the parliament. He says if the law is preserved, people will continue to show apathy toward politics. That works to the benefit of the ruling party. But recent polls show that ruling party is in trouble. The Liberal Democratic Party suffered an embarrassing defeat in the Tokyo Metropolitan election a few weeks ago. And it is expected to lose its half-century hold on Japanese politics in the August 30th general election. Suzuki says he is confident changes to the election law will come quickly if his party takes power next month. For VOA News, Akiko Fujita in Tokyo.